It's time for No Copay Radio, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging. Here are your hosts, Murphy Houston and Jayla Sanchez Warren from the Area Agency on Aging.
Good morning, everybody. It's Sunday morning on Cozy 101.1, 7:30. That means it's time for No Copay Radio, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging. You should have this number written down by now because you might need them. Who knows when? 303-480-6700. I'm Murphy Houston. My buddy, my partner, Jayla Sanchez Warren, who runs the Area Agency on Aging, is back. We're back together, Jayla, on No Copay Radio. Good to talk to you.
It's so good to be back. We've been so busy.
Well, it's summertime. You had to have a little vacation and stuff, but now that stuff is over.
Yeah, you had vacation. I was working, buddy.
Well, I didn't want to bring that up and depress you immediately. but it is good to be back. And I always like to remind people, Jayla, if they like to hear some interviews we've done in months gone by on No Copay Radio, if they go to our website, KOSI101.com, all the shows are there. And you could just dig back. They're all titled and listen to an interview we've had in the past, or maybe listen to the interview we're about to do now. We have a very special guest.
Yes, we do. Dr. Nicole Earhart is the director of the Colorado State University's Columbine Health Systems Center for Healthy Aging. She's a full professor in clinical science at the College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. She's been involved for years now in regenerative medicine, tissue engineering, and cancer research. We are so excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back in the show.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, and we can call her Nicole now. We've really got up to her level of importantness, not just Dr.
Earhart.
Yeah, Nicole.
That's right.
No kidding aside. I mean, really, you are very special in what you do. We're glad to have you on No Copay Radio. And myself, we're starting to get into this aging effect of muscle strength and endurance, and I still think I can play baseball like I used to in my 20s and teens, and I can barely get up in the morning. So what are we doing? I mean, is that aging? Is that what aging's doing to me, Nicole?
Well, you're right, Murph, that as we age, our muscles tend to lose some strength, and we also lose endurance. But this doesn't just happen in the later stages of life. It starts happening when we're about 30 to 40 years old. We actually start to lose muscle mass.
Wow.
Unless we're actively trying to conserve it and trying to keep it up, we'll start to lose muscle mass during that phase of our life, and that accelerates as we get older. So some of the things that you're noticing about maybe not having the endurance that you used to have, that probably started a long time ago. And so part of, you know, having muscle health as you age is to continue to try to keep those muscles healthy and active, and most of that is through exercise.
Well, what do you think about that, Jill? I didn't think when I was 40 years old I was starting to just whittle away to nothing.
That's just when it started.
I
think you're absolutely right. You know, I've been doing some weight training for a couple of years now, and I'm not, you know, bulk like my daughter is, but I am stronger and I have more endurance. And, you know, where I notice it the most is when I'm gardening. It's like I can do this longer and I can do more, and I think it's because I've been working out.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's so true, and it's a great observation to make, because keeping our muscles healthy as we age not only improves our performance when we're doing sports, but it's even just functional movements, everyday things such as gardening or just reaching for something in a high cabinet or picking things up like your grandchildren. You know, those are things that we want to be able to do as we age, and we don't want to have any kind of disability associated with those activities. So not only is it about performance in, say, a sport that you like skiing or baseball like Murph, it's about actual functional movement in everyday life.
Well, I heard you talk about picking up the grandchildren. At my point in life, my grandchildren pick me up. So I guess I have a problem here. So I'm curious about this, Nicole, about the changes that occur in our muscles that make them deplete. What happens? They just age out?
Sort of. What happens is we have these special cells in all of our tissues even as adults, called stem cells. And these stem cells are essentially the repair cells of our tissue. And we start out our lives with a specific number of these stem cells, and we don't get more as we age. In fact, what happens is those stem cells get exhausted as we age. And so we have fewer and fewer that can respond to injury and other small kind of insults to our muscle. And so as muscle ages and small amounts of damage accumulate in our muscles, like inflammation and fibrous tissue, et cetera, our stem cells are less and less able to repair those. And so our muscle mass diminishes and the amount of fibrous tissue and fat in our muscle increases. And that's essentially what leads to the loss of muscle mass, of strength and endurance.
Does that happen at the same time to everybody starting in your 40s and on your way up? Because I feel like now, and I'm in my 70s, I mean, I can hit a golf ball pretty far yet. And I feel I feel stronger.
Right. Well, so it does start to happen to everybody at that age, just simply because the number of cells that we start with, and we never get more. And so about that period of time as we age, we begin to deplete that stem cell reserve. However, if you are a person who has had lifelong habits of exercise, especially weight-bearing exercise, so Jalen mentioned about weight training, but you know, any type of weight-bearing exercise, including walking and other things, if you're a regular exerciser, you're going to preserve that stem cell group, the number of stem cells, in a more efficient way than someone who is sedentary. So the best thing we can do for ourselves, as you know, throughout our lives, is continue to have weight-bearing exercise and be intentional. But I will say that that doesn't mean it's too late to start. It's never too late to start adopting habits to support your muscle health as you age.
Now, J-Lo, are you doing weightlifting, J-Lo? Like, are you lifting weights?
Yeah.
Wow.
I am.
I'm impressed.
My daughter got me into it. So I have this strange question. You know, we're living longer, Nicole, and you know, when I first started in the field of aging a long time ago, I knew like 3 people that are 100. And now I know 50 people that are over 100. Now,
wow.
I work in the field of aging, right? So you would kind of expect that. But do you think there will be a time, or is it such? Because we use stem cells for other things that you can just like get an injection of stem cells to help you preserve those so that you could maintain a healthier body as you get older.
You are actually pretty prescient in thinking about this, because this is an area of research that I'm active in. And it's not so much injecting stem cells, but understanding what it is. What are the kind of the special sauce that stem cells make that actually preserve our muscle health? So people have looked at injecting stem cells. You've probably heard of stem cell therapies, and those have been rather disappointing in their ability to sort of reverse some of these age-related changes that we see. But we're doing a lot better now with actually looking at what the stem cells are secreting, what's kind of the sauce that they're making that actually preserves the muscle function, and in other tissues as well, not just muscle, but many other tissues, including cartilage and other things. So you're right, there will be a time, and I don't think it's too far off, where we can actually have these therapies that are from stem cells, sort of mimicking what stem cells do, that would actually preserve our muscle mass and other tissues in order for them to be healthier for longer.
Wow, that's great. Can you have that by next week?
I would love
no?
to.
little quick. Sorry about that. We're talking to our good friend, Dr. Nicole Earhart now. She's the director of Colorado State University's Columbine Health System Center for Healthy Aging and a full professor in clinical science at the College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Science. It's always good to have you on, Nicole. Now, I'm curious about this age-depleting thing. Is it only a strength issue, or is it also a coordination? Because sometimes you feel like, whoa, I feel like my one leg's going left and one's going right. I mean, it's like a coordination problem. Is that the same as the strength problem?
It's associated with the strength problem. So not only is it about our strength and endurance, but it's also about our flexibility. So our muscles become less flexible, again, because we get more fibrous tissue and fat tissue in the muscle as we age. And this then makes movements less fluid and increases the risk of injuries like strains and tears, et cetera. And then we also combine that with the loss of strength and endurance. Any type of functional movement, you know, even just walking or getting out of bed sometimes,
yes,
we can be more at risk, yeah, of an injury. And then to kind of make matters worse, as we do get injured, we don't repair as quickly or as fully as we would if we were younger. So all of these things are effects of kind of this depletion of repair cells and diminished fibers of the muscle itself as we age. And again, the best way to combat that is to improve our muscle strength through exercise, but also improve our flexibility. So things like yoga, so it's not just about strength, but it's about flexibility, and then about agility. So, you know, kind of thinking about different types of movements. I think people really look at like jogging or what we would call linear movements, where we're kind of moving in one plane, but we also have to think about the other movements like pivoting and shifting and moving from side to side. So all of those parts of exercise, flexibility, strength, endurance, and agility are important for maintaining our muscle health and just keeping us fit and healthy and able to do the things that we want to do as we age.
Well,
you know what's a really good exercise, Murph?
What's that?
Dancing. Dancing. Dancing, yeah, does all of this, and it really does really well for your brain, too.
Really?
So, yes.
Have you seen me dance?
Excellent, that's yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. It could be embarrassing.
I keep on trying to tell my husband, we got to go dancing. Yeah.
Is that right?
It's not working.
But
that is true, because you have such complex movements and kind of multi-form movements in dance. And the other piece I didn't mention earlier is balance. Balance is another thing that we need to work on intentionally as we get older, because we do tend to, because of loss of flexibility and loss of muscle mass, we tend to lose our ability to balance in certain situations, making us more prone to injury. So I think, and when we're younger, you know, it's easy just to sort of move through life without a lot of intention and just sort of recover from things that happen to us. But as we get older, we definitely need to think about those things like muscle strength and balance and flexibility in order for us to continue to have a healthy lifestyle.
So doing the muscle work, the exercise you're encouraging us to do, does that also help the balance problem?
It does, but balance itself is its own kind of set of skills, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a test that you can do. Can you balance on one foot with your eyes closed for 30 seconds?
Wow.
And you'd be surprised at the number of people over the age of 40 that can't do that. And so working on things like that, especially with a personal trainer under the supervision of a physician, to your ability and continue to improve on those things intentionally is very important.
Sounds important to me, huh, Jayla? Wow. This is kind of scaring me a little bit. You know, I have a tendency, and I, you know, like I said, I'm still somewhat athletic, playing golf and playing ball with the boys, but I also work out on an elliptical, which I really push, and I think that helps my leg muscles, but does it help other muscles by doing that, or do you have to do different exercises for different muscles?
You do have to do different exercises for different muscles, but it certainly helps not only your muscles in your legs and your cardiovascular health, which we know is a totally different system than your, you know, skeletal muscles, but very, very important for your health. It also is really important for your brain. So it's been shown that there's something called the brain-muscle axis, and exercise is actually important for maintaining healthy brains as we age, so our cognitive health. And it's been shown that people with mild cognitive decline, so mild dementias and things, just by improving their exercise routines, their dementia diminishes, their cognitive ability increases. So we know that there's a connection. If we talk about the mind-body connection,
right,
well, the mind-muscle connection is real. And so exercising helps us age cognitively in a more healthy way, and staying cognitively healthy also affects our ability to use our muscles in a healthy way. So there's a very strong connection there.
Wow, that's great. You know, Dr. Nicole Earhart, we always love having you on now. You got me motivated to try some other things, because I know I'm being affected by that. So thank you again for coming on No Copay Radio today, Nicole.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, too.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you again soon. And you guys, now, don't go away. This is No Copay Radio on Cozy 101.1, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging, 303-480-6700. And we'll be right back with more.
We now continue with No Copay Radio with your hosts, Murphy Houston and Jayla Sanchez-Warren.
Thanks for sticking in there. Welcome back for No Copay Radio right here on Cozy 101.1 every Sunday morning at 7:30. Brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging, 303-480-6700. I'm Murphy Houston, and my buddy, my partner, Jayla Sanchez-Warren, who runs the Area Agency on Aging, was here, had to run off for a phone call with some important people, real important people. But we're here, and we're glad to have Gretchen Lopez with us. Now, Gretchen was the director of Ohio's Senior Health Insurance Assistance Program, the education arm of Medicare, for 17-plus years. She traveled across Ohio educating Medicare beneficiaries about their benefits and rights. Then after retiring in 2012, she moved to Colorado. Now, Gretchen is currently the chair of Seniors Council in Douglas County, working with a dedicated team of advocates to enhance the quality of life for all Douglas County residents. Gretchen, welcome to No Copay Radio.
Well, thank you so very much. I'm excited to be here.
So you retired, you got bored, and you went back into it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it happens to all of us. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and people say, you're going to retire? Well, some days I feel like it. Some days, nah, I kind of still like doing it. So I understand
absolutely.
Completely. And you want to do something, right, Gretchen?
Oh, definitely. You want to stay productive. You want to give back to the community, and I love my work, and so why not?
Well, and you live in a great community. I love Douglas County. It's a neat place. I know a lot of people down there. Castle Rock's got some good restaurants, so we spend time down there. So while we're talking about that, why don't you tell us about the Seniors Council you have in Douglas County?
Sure. The Seniors Council of Douglas County is what they call a council on aging. And when they were formed in the mid-60s, our mission is to advocate for and be the voice of 60 people and older in our particular county. And that's what we strive to do.
Well, is there a lot of 60-plus people in Douglas County? It always seems so young and vibrant down there.
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked, because there's over 65,000 people living in Douglas County that are 60 and older.
Wow. That kind of surprises me. Yeah, that surprises me, because basically I'm hearing more about not just Douglas County, but the state of Colorado, where, you know, the population is not growing that old because young people come here. But, boy, that's a lot of people in Douglas County. So what do you do?
Yes.
What do you do for them? What's going on?
Well, we meet the first Thursday of every month, and after a few brief announcements, we invite an expert in to talk about a particular topic of interest to mature audiences. We have a wide variety of topics. We've had everything from starting a business later in life to the health benefits of pet ownership to Tai Chi to traveling in space.
Wow, that's amazing. How do you get these people? You just know them personally, Gretchen, or you just search them out?
I get to know them personally. Often I just reach out. You know, we have so many wonderful colleges and universities here.
We do.
And I often reach out to the staff members and the professors, and they're always so gracious and volunteering their time to come out and educate us.
So you have these people come in and speak, and what else do? Do you have information to help the folks 65 plus in Douglas County?
Definitely. We're their connection with local resources and also decision makers. We also factor into our monthly meetings a session that we call community conversation. And that's an opportunity for the attendees to share their concerns, maybe offer some solutions, and then we take that information on to the local decision makers.
Wow, that's a lot of work. Do you have help down there for yourself?
Well, I have a wonderful team. We're all volunteers.
Oh, good. We all are very
passionate about helping our older adult population, and so we make it happen.
And what other kind of help do you give them besides what you just mentioned? I know you have some activities. In fact, I was going to ask you about this, a vintage and vibrant situation. Maybe we'll start with that. What's that all about?
Well, you know, we have such a heavy emphasis on education. We really believe in the old adage, knowledge is power. And I'm a former teacher, so I'm a real strong advocate of that. And in 2018, what we decided to do is expand upon our monthly educational experiences and provide a full day of education on a wide variety of topics. And so what we do is we bring older adults into the event and we give them a continental breakfast. They hear two keynote speakers. They get lunch. There's 7 to 9 different breakout sessions that they can choose from. And this year we're adding something new. We have 3 interactive activities that they can sign up for. And they include a trishaw ride, a VR experience to travel. Let's just say Italy's been on their bucket list and they can't go. We have a volunteer coming in that will take them. And then we also have an audio cognitive evaluation assessment available.
So you do this once a year, this big event?
Oh, no. Well, we did it in 2018.
Oh.
Very successful. We did it in 2019. Very successful. We were planning for 2020, but you know what happened.
I know.
It turned our world upside down. So we're now planning for our third one, which is going to be next month, Thursday, September 28th, from 8 to 3:30 at the Parker Arts, Culture, and Events Center. The Pace Center in Parker.
Lovely venue. Yeah, that's a nice place.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is it only open to Douglas County residents?
No, and it's not open only to 60 and older, although we encourage our older adults to attend. We are very passionate about sharing education with everyone, and so if they live elsewhere, that's fine. If they are under 60, that's fine too. We love everybody. And they can enroll or pre-register, if you will, at the Douglas County website. And that's www.douglas.co.us. And then in the search area, they print Vintage and Vibrant. And then there's an attendee pre-registration going on right now.
Is there a cost for this?
Yes, it's a $10 fee. For the entire day, meals and a gift bag and door prizes at the end included. However, if somebody needs a scholarship, we do have money set aside for scholarships because we don't want the fee to be a barrier for somebody to come and enjoy the day with us.
It really sounds awesome. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It sounds like something maybe you'll see me at. I like to keep the mind going a little bit, especially in the work I do here all the time. I get to talk to a lot of interesting people such as yourself. But it's good to have some stuff floating around in the head that they might want to bring out sometime with a question. So,
absolutely. Yeah. You're more than welcome to join us. Can I go over a little bit of some of the speakers that we're going to have? Do we have time for that?
Oh, funny. That was going to be my next question. You see? There you go. You already read my mind. Go ahead.
All right. We're on the same wavelength.
Yes, we are.
So we're going to start with Jean Knott. She's the 2022 Miss Colorado Senior America. She's the epitome of vintage and vibrant. She's in her mid-70s. She has a sparkling personality. She's going to do some stand-up comedy for us.
Oh, good.
And then in the morning, we have a young lady coming in and talking to us on how we can protect ourselves from ageism in the healthcare system.
That's a really big topic.
Yes. Unfortunately, ageism creeps into a lot of aspects of our life and in healthcare in particular. So we're going to have someone give us some tips on that. Then we also have the director of the Nutrition Therapy Institute, Diane Kohler, coming in to talk about the mind diet. What should we be eating to nourish our brain cells?
I suppose it's not French fries.
You got that. Mm-hmm. So then also we have Rich Morrow, the Director of Legislative Affairs for Dr. Cog, coming in and giving us the lowdown on the new Colorado laws affecting older adults. Our legislation has been very busy and passing some laws that will help us as older adults, and we need to know about those. And we're having Ryan, the robot, come in and give sitting yoga classes.
A robot?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to picture that, Gretchen.
Well, don't picture it. Come on and join us. You can actually see. We had Ryan come in with Dr. Mahor, his developer, as our luncheon keynote in 2018. And so I reached out to Dr. Mahor again, and he graciously said he'd come and give us an update on Ryan. Ryan has been developed into more capabilities. and will actually lead a sitting yoga class for our attendees. So we're excited about that. We have Terry Erickson with Aging Resources of Douglas County.
Wow.
Coming in and talking about living well and aging well here in Douglas County. But many of the things that she brings up will be transferable to other areas. Then we have, our luncheon keynote, Dr. Carson Bruns. He's going to talk about how smart tattoos can enhance our health.
Say that again.
How smart tattoos can enhance our health.
I thought that's what you said.
Yeah, I bet you thought all tattoos were dumb, right?
Well, hello. Yes. So what is smart tattoo?
His research is, he's very passionate about preventing skin cancer.
Oh.
He's developed a tattoo to help us with that. So he's going to talk about his research, and it's fascinating work, I'll tell you. It converges nanotechnology and bioengineering. Get your head wrapped around that one.
Wow, it might be over my head. That's what I'm thinking.
Then in the afternoon, we have Mark Wren coming in from Colorado Horsepower. He has a free horsemanship program for retirees and veterans. And, you know, making that connection sometimes with a therapy animal can really help us with our mental health. And, Officer Jason Blanchard from the D.C. Sheriff's Office is coming in to talk about staying safe. There are a lot of scams going on out there.
Yes, there are. Tons.
And many of them target older adults, and he's going to help protect us from that.
Is he going to touch on the artificial intelligence situation that's developing with these scams?
I don't know. I'll have to give him a shout out about that. But,
yeah.
You know, the artificial intelligence is everywhere and growing.
Yes,
so
it is.
Something we have to be aware of, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gretchen, I'm totally blown away by what topics you're going to be discussing in Vintage and Vibrant, especially the stuff about ageism, especially about changes in seniors in the state of Colorado, some of the new legislation that's passed. This is awesome. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're pretty excited. We can't wait. It's next month. So we are encouraging people to register early. We have limited seating, and we already have almost 100 people registered. So anybody listening who's interested in coming, first of all, get on our website and look at the program. If it interests you, and pre-register right away, because we want you to be able to get in.
And again, you don't have to live in Douglas County, and you don't have to be 65 or older. That's what I like, because that's an interest
Correct.
A lot of people should be involved with, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's open to the public, and we encourage everyone to consider coming.
I'm just going to back up a little bit, Gretchen, because that topic of ageism, I just think it's so massive right now throughout our country, let alone Douglas County and the state of Colorado. Maybe explain some of the areas they might talk about where ageism is a problem. Can you touch on that just a bit?
Sure. Just to be sure everybody understands exactly what I'm talking about, ageism is discrimination against a person or a group of people based solely on age.
Right.
Yes, everywhere. And, we live in a culture that really focuses on youth.
That's
true. All you have to do is kind of look at the print media commercials and the ads, young. Well, what we are passionate about is explaining to people that as we age, we don't become less valuable. We become more valuable. And our expertise and our insights shouldn't be dismissed. So in the areas of the workplace, for instance, as soon as somebody starts getting into their 50s, you start seeing some corporations offering incentives to retire.
Right.
Or, buyouts or, transfers to, quote, less important or less impactful positions. There's also in the healthcare system a tendency, if there's an older person in the room who is a patient, but younger adult children, for the physician maybe or the medical person to kind of turn automatically to the older adult children rather than speaking to the patient. That actually happened when my mother was in the hospital years ago. There's sometimes care.
Right.
That's not offered to an older person just because they're older.
Yes.
That should not be happening.
You're right, Gretchen. You're right. This is all going to happen now at Vintage and Vibrant. And Gretchen Lopez, who is the chair of the Seniors Council in Douglas County, again, quickly, give me the email address and the date of Vintage and Vibrant.
Vintage and Vibrant is going to be Thursday, September 28th from 8 to 3:30 at the Pace Center in Parker. And you can register and look at our programming at www.douglas.co.us. Print Vintage and Vibrant in the search engine, and it'll take you right to our website.
Gretchen, thanks for coming on No Copay Radio today. Good stuff you're doing there in Douglas County.
Well, I appreciate you making time for me, and I invite everybody to join us next month.
And we invite you to come back next Sunday at 7:30 on Cozy 101.1 for No Copay Radio. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This has been No Copay Radio, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging, 303-480-6700. Join us every Sunday at 7:30 here on Cozy 101.1.